The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the fourth chapter, beginning at verse 35.
Glory to you, O Lord.
With the coming of evening, Jesus said to the disciples, "Let's cross over to the other shore." Leaving the crowd behind, they took Jesus in the boat in which he was sitting. There were other boats with them. Then a fierce gale arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat so much that it was almost swamped. But Jesus was in the stern through it all, sound asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said, "Teacher, doesn't it matter to you that we are going to drown?" Jesus awoke, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be calm." And the wind dropped, and everything was perfectly calm. And then Jesus said to the disciples, "Why were you so frightened? Have you no faith?" But they became filled with fear, and they said to one another, "Who is this, whom even the wind and sea obey?" The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace and peace to you from our God of grace, peace, inclusion, comfort, healing. It's probably a shock to see a shift from the sanctuary at Lutheran Church of the Cross to this patio, but I bring you greetings from Austin, Texas, where Pastor Phil and I, along with Pastor Phil's family, just scattered the ashes of Phil's parents just this afternoon. So we pre-recorded the service and then bringing you this sermon in a more up-to-date fashion. So grace and peace to you. This biblical text is probably no surprise to you. You've probably heard it many times, the story of Jesus asleep in a boat and his disciples completely freaking out in a storm on the Sea of Galilee. And it's no surprise to us that Jesus' disciples do freak out, because we know that we too freak out. People have been freaking out for centuries, once given the call to follow Jesus and then faced with the reality that comes in living a day-to-day life. Things happen to us that challenge us, that threaten us, that downright scare us. And of course, we're just coming out of a time that has been such a time. You know, a scary global pandemic, the rival of which we haven't seen since the Spanish flu 100 years ago, and coupled with the other things we have seen in our society, grappling most recently with the discovery of the graves of children at residential schools, which we are most assuredly likely to see more of. It has been a terrible year, a year of disconnection from our church community, a year of struggling and wrestling with our faith and with these challenges of all sorts. I was in the church just a couple of weeks ago, and somebody reminded me that the pandemic has been very difficult for some people who have even lost their jobs and lost their way and don't know how they're going to make a way forward. For some of us, we have just hunkered down and tried to keep ourselves safe, waiting for the time that we would get an all clear that we could gather again. But other people have really, really struggled and lost things very significant, jobs and homes, and a sense of hope for their future. So how do we follow Jesus in these times when we're scared? Well, we see these disciples on this boat in the Sea of Galilee looking around and noticing that Jesus is asleep and thinking, oh, maybe Jesus can actually do something about this. And so even in their panicked and freaked out state, they turn and they wake him up. And what's remarkable in this story is that he turns to the storm and he says to the storm, "Cállate," be quiet. It's more along the lines of shut up. He says to the storm, shut up and be still. And then he turns to his friends in the boat, those whom he has called to follow him, and he says to them, where's your faith? as if to say, it should have been a clue to you when I was asleep during the storm and I wasn't worried about it that you were going to be okay. Because if you were threatened, I would have been threatened too. I wasn't worried, so neither can you. Well, it's a great message. If Jesus isn't worried, we shouldn't be worried either. Easy to say, but not so hard to do. Easy to say, but not so easy to do. Harder to do. Not so easy to do. Because when we're threatened, we're threatened. When we're scared, we're scared. When we're anxious, we're anxious. And to deny the feelings that we have is almost worse than to live through it and to wonder where God is and if our faith is going to be strong enough to save us. In these next few weeks, as we begin to open things up in Calgary again, and we begin to open things up at church again, and you start to experience your life becoming somewhat normal again, I think it's safe to wonder, where do we go from here? Who are we as a community? And to examine our faith and what this time has meant to us. Who are we now in light of the hardship we have suffered? And who are we now in light of the hardships we still face? Who are we as we discover the graves of children? Who are we as we walk with people who have lost their jobs, maybe lost their homes? Who are we as we begin to think about life after a pandemic? So this story has a lot of parallels, and it always has had parallels with the lives of disciples, no matter what the current challenge is, what the local challenge is, what the challenge of the day is. This text has a lot to say to us about trusting the one who's in the boat with us, the one who may seem to be asleep, but has the power to tell the storm itself to shut up. This much is not new. But what may be new is to notice that in this text, the gospel writer Mark tells us at the very beginning of the text, they got into the boat with Jesus just as he was, but there were other boats with them. We tend to think of this text so much as we're in the boat with Jesus, we're the disciples, he's with us, but maybe we should pause. Maybe we should pause and take notice that there are other boats with them. There are other boats tossed about on that storm. There are other boats full of other people who are also freaking out. Other people who may not be known to us at all. And in light of that, what's really great about this text is that when Jesus turns to the storm and he says, "Kaiete," silence, shut up, everything becomes calm for everyone. Our God, who's in the boat with us, our Savior Jesus, who travels this sea with us, who gives us our confidence that we can trust that things will be okay because he's with us, is also the God of all the other boats. He's providing a way for all of us together. And it doesn't matter if people are following him or called by him, or even if they have never heard of him. He's calming the sea for all of us. He's calming the sea of all humanity. And he's calling us, the ones who are in the boat with him, to have faith. To have faith in his presence, to have faith in his power, to have faith in his plan for a bright and shared humanity for everyone. People of God, take heart, because a new time is dawning, a new day is dawning, a new era for us as a church, a new era for us as friends and neighbors to one another. A new era for us as disciples, but a new era for us as human beings. And this is an era that for sure will have difficult work, but we're called to do that work together. And we're called to do that with the one who calms the storms, not just for us, but for all people. We have the chance now to make a beautiful life, a reconciling life, a healing life, a life where we accompany one another and we take notice of people in other boats who are benefiting from the healing and the power of Jesus Christ, who tells every storm, "Kayete, silence, shut up." May faith carry you. May it undergird you. May it remind you who you are at your deepest, truest self. And may it remind you that Jesus is in the boat with you. But he's calling all of us to good work for all people. No matter where we find ourselves, how violent the storm seems, or how unsure we are of how it's all going to turn out. Our God is the God of us all. And that surely is cause for thanks. Grace and peace be with you. Amen.